Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our country, the U.S., as great as it is, and as wonderful and as thankful we are that we have it, we are suffering from the aftermath of the 60s and the 70s. We lost some things that we have not gotten back. Not to say it was perfect before that, don't misunderstand me, but, you know, the free love movement and the flower child and all of that was, you know, it's okay to refer to all the leadership as pigs. How disrespectful is that? It's okay to spit on people and mock people. Spit on soldiers returning back from serving overseas. Now, how many understand that's as far from God as you can get? The Lord never dealt with you to speak disrespectfully to anybody or curse anybody or spit on anybody. Did He? That's as far from the Lord as you can get. The further off it gets, the more disrespectful people become. Anybody know what our subject in here is tonight? Living by faith in Jesus above. And when you're living by faith and you're walking with God, you're drawing close to Him. How many think the closer you get to God, the more disrespectful you'll be? No way. No how. The closer you get to Him, the more respect you're going to show for Him and His things and His people. Yes. Right? Yes. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Should we continue to examine ourselves that we be in the faith and continue to draw closer to the Lord, our whole walk with Him. It's just saying, hey, we got it. My name's on the roll. No biggie. Nothing matters. Nothing's a big deal. No. Give diligence to make sure you're calling an election sure. Go down to the second chapter. Verse 2 and about verse 17 or so. 2:17. He's talking about individuals that are ungodly. We got a witness in 1 Timothy. We got another witness in Jude. We got another witness in Peter. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And these are three different individuals, authors that the Spirit of God used, three different men. In 2 Peter 2, back up to verse 1. He said, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, and that's what these other passages said, they'll come in secretly. They'll come in a way that you don't notice it, bringing in damnable heresies. Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, again, of course, it's obvious anything that denies Jesus is Lord, you know that's wrong. But also, remember Jude was talking about these other translations bring out. They're talking about it's not necessary to obey Him as Lord. See, a lot of people want Jesus as Savior. They don't want Him as Lord. And He keeps using these words in these other passages, Lord and Master. Is that right? And didn't Jesus say, nobody can serve two masters. No, Jesus, thank God, He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer, but He's supposed to be our Lord and Master. If He's your Lord, what does that mean? He tells you what to do every day of your life, and you do it. Because you're not your own Lord. He's your Lord. Come on, somebody say, He is my Lord.
He is my Lord.
Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. Hallelujah. You're my Master. What you say over me is what directs my life. Now, is that going to affect your business? Where you go, what you do, what you're involved with? Not just Savior, Master, Lord. Verse 2. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. How many will be affected by this?
Many.
Many. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. It will affect a lot of people to the degree that outsiders will think less of Christianity because of it. And Christianity will be mocked and spoken evil of, the way of truth, because of these wrong ways. Verse 3. Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbers not. What's a big motivation in these folks he's talking about? Money. Money is a big motivation. Keep going. If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Does that sound familiar? And spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Has God ever judged people? When did He change? Mrs. Well, Jesus was judged for us. Absolutely. But the only reason that affects us is if we believe. Back to faith. If we believe it. If we receive it by faith. And if we hold to it fast by faith. Verse 6. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why does the Spirit of God keep talking about this? These are different human authors. Different times and different places. And how many believe the Scriptures don't have any unnecessary, superfluous things in them?
Right.
How many other things could the Lord have put in here?
That's right.
Instead of this?
Amen.
This must be vital information, revelation. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example of those that after should live ungodly. And the main thing we know, the Scripture could have given us all kind of things about Sodom and Gomorrah, but the only detail it gave us was that the men were so perverted in their homosexuality that they demanded that they bring those people out so they could rape them. Now, people want to act like that's not even in there, and they want to ignore it like it doesn't exist, but that's what it is. And people say, well, that's Old Testament. Jude is not Old Testament. 2 Peter is not Old Testament. Romans 1 is not Old Testament. Right? And I know this is completely unpopular. I know it's politically incorrect. But I am going to stay with this book. How about you? I'm staying right here. I'm not against anybody. I don't hate folks. But if God says this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is evil, I'm going to stay with Him.
Amen.
And it's not about people saying, well, I don't like preachers like you. This, forget about me. Do you respect His Word?
Yes. Amen.
Do you respect His Word? And if folks don't respect this, there's no need in talking to them.
Amen.
Don't argue with folks. Don't get embroiled. Don't fuss. Don't fight. Don't judge people. Don't come down on them. If they don't want to hear this, they don't want to hear you.
Amen.
So just smile and go, well, it's a free country, you know. Right? I guess you can believe what you want to. Don't have to be mean. Don't have to be ugly. But nor does it mean I have to accept that you say this is truth and right.
That's right.
I don't have to accept it.
Amen.
No, I don't.
Amen.
Keep reading. And delivered just Lot, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations and reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. Is there coming judgment?
Yes.
Is there coming punishment?
Yes.
Yes, there is. And that's what these passages are talking about. And see, part of the error, a big part of the error is that there is no judgment. There's not going to be any judgment. Now here's, let me keep reading this. Chiefly they that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. What's a big characteristic here? No respect. They just talk anyway about people, including their leaders, including their parents. Is that right? Including everybody that's over them. I mean, aren't we seeing it and hearing it all around us? People got no qualms. They will say anything. No respect. Verse 11. Whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. He's saying, you need to learn something from these angels. What about them? They are respectful. They are reverent. They live in the presence of the Almighty. They experience this purity and holiness on a continual basis. And as they know far more than any of us know what the devil and his bunch did. I mean, they know some stuff that would cause you to rant and rail and want to speak over, but they also know what's right and what's not right. What's godly, what's not godly. And basically what the archangel said to the devil is, the Lord's going to take care of you. I'm not going to mess with you. The Lord judge you. But he didn't mock and speak derogatorily of dignities, nor did he make light. In the same time, he showed greatest respect for the Lord. Didn't he? He said, the Lord. The Lord's going to judge concerning this. The Lord rebuke you. That's it. He's done with him. These, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not. They got no qualms about just talking about things. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. But they mock it. I mean, you have to change the channel pretty quickly not to hear blasphemy a lot of times.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.